Maddie Stanislaus is Assistant Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response, and they are celebrating $42 million in cost savings and environmental benefits at over 400 federal facilities. Maddie, thanks for being on the program today. Tell me about the underlying effort here, which is the Federal Green Challenge, and then we'll talk more about the specifics of this year's the people that are recognized this year.
Well, the underlying effort is for the federal government to walk the walk on sustainability, is for the federal government and the facilities that it owns and operates to show that it can save energy, reduce waste to the greatest extent possible, and to illustrate that throughout the federal government.
The material from EPA says that federal government saved more than $42 million in 2013 through the efforts that over 400 federal facilities took. What were some of the easy ways that they did it, if there is such a thing anymore? And what were some of the ways that federal buildings and federal organizations did it that might not seem so obvious right off the bat?
Well, I think the thing that they did was to establish goals up front in terms of energy usage, water usage, and waste usage, and then looking at their facilities and ways that they can improve on those goals.
As you looked at these various efforts, is it your sense that most of these were achieved through just kind of adopting best practices? This is something we should do and haven't done before, so we're going to start doing it now. Or were there examples also of pretty innovative ways of doing business that people had not thought of even before and implemented for the first time?
Well, I think it is a combination of both. About taking a hard look at the opportunities of your facility in any other realms of saving energy through basic techniques of energy efficiency, lighting, to time periods of use of energy, to uses of fuel. So there's some basic things that could be done. Some of the advances in tracking and reusing electronics borrows upon some of the efforts that we've been doing with respect to the private sector. Some of the opportunities of composting and reducing water usage on lawns. So I think these are basic things, but really should be done in a more systematic way to have the various environmental economic benefits.
Well, and the thing that, Maddie, that people find striking when I talk to them outside of Washington about the government is a reduction of, you know, some small percentage seems insignificant and seems rather easy to do, but in the scope of the entire federal government, when you add it all up, it turns into really big money or really big energy savings in this case.
Well, that's exactly right. And let me give you some of the savings that we've already noted. In addition to saving the taxpayer $42 million, we've significantly reduced greenhouse gases. The greenhouse gas reduction can be translated to taking 21,000 cars off the road. We've saved 620,000 gallons of fuel oil. Save 1.7 billion cubic feet of natural gas. These are real, tangible savings as well as tangible environmental benefits.
And the one thing that you mentioned there that I think is interesting is the electronics recycling issue. The federal government is in a constant state of refreshing its technology inventory, and the old stuff has to go somewhere. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Maddie Stanislaus, the Environmental Protection Agency, is my guest. This is the second year that you've recognized a number of installations for overall achievement and improvement in target areas, and we'll talk about them in a minute. But the overall achiever, the number one, I guess, if we were going to hand out foam fingers, is the National Benefits Center for Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's in Lee's Summit, Missouri. What were some of the criteria that went into determining who was going to get the overall achievement award, Maddie?
Well, it's self-selected, and the facilities have to identify based on the various categories. You know, we have categories of waste, electronics, purchasing water, energy, and transportation. These facilities identify the opportunities that they see on their facilities and establish a baseline and a goal for each of in any or all of their categories.
So this is not a matter of somebody, a group of people getting together and deciding they're going to go through a pile of nominations. This is a tangible, measurable number as far as how did each of these organizations, how did each of these operations meet their goals? Am I on target there?
Well, that's exactly right. And going to the National Benefit Center, they started with about a zero identifiable waste recycling and reuse activities in 2010. Within 2 years, they were sharing thousands of pounds of cardstock for reuse in the local community and had greatly increased their recycling rates using targeted efforts.
Matty, the individual target areas that installations each received notification for: waste, electronics, purchasing, energy, water, and transportation, as you mentioned a moment ago. Same deal there. This was just a matter of measuring against set goals for each of these operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what kind of waste? Waste can be a pretty broad category. What specifically are we talking about there?
It could mean a cardboard. It could mean food waste that goes into a landfill, which is a particularly powerful greenhouse gas creator because food is a major producer of methane. So in all of those categories.
And what I'm getting at is each person thinks of waste, I imagine each person has an idea, a preconception of what that means. And as I read more about each of these, it appears to me that these installations, at least, are thinking about each of these issues, waste, electronics, purchasing, energy, water, transportation, far more broadly than any one person would bring his or her preconceptions to.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, I think it really begins with taking a hard look at your facility operations. And I think what the Federal Green Challenge has done is a combination of trying to integrate sustainability within a facility, establishing clear goals and establishing teams within each of these facilities to execute those goals.
The electronics element of this goes to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the Energy Department installation there. And that is one, I imagine there are best practices there that federal agencies and federal offices all over the country could learn from because, as I mentioned, refreshing electronics is something that a lot of organizations do on an annual or at least every 2 or 3 years basis.
Yeah, and getting to Oak Ridge, in 2013, they set a goal of increasing responsible recycling by using a certified recycler by 5%. Oak Ridge exceeded the electronics recycling goal by an improvement of over 400%. And there's an illustration that if you establish a goal and establish an internal accountability, the tremendous achievements that can occur.
I want to go back to the goal setting part of this, Matty, that we talked about at the very beginning of our conversation, because I think that's important to emphasize. What I'm taking away from what you're telling me about these installations is they're not using magic plans. They're not creating super crazily innovative things. They're just making a deliberate effort to look around themselves and say, where could we improve, set goals to improve, and then implementing the plans to meet those goals. I mean, it sounds simple when I describe it, but it also sounds to me the way you're describing it, that that's pretty much what they're doing. This isn't they're not reinventing the wheel, it doesn't sound like.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and also I think is, be it the federal worker or a private citizen, I think folks want to figure out a personal role they can play in saving money and to contribute to environmental protection. By setting goals, they can translate their activities to tangible results.